Hello, and welcome to Put People First Radio. Put People First Radio tells the untold stories of everyday people in Vermont and reports on their struggles to organize for a government that puts people and the planet first. In this episode, we'll hear about the CCTA bus driver strike and rally. Stay tuned! On Monday, March 17th, CCTA bus drivers began their strike against unsafe working conditions and predatory management practices like surveillance and unfair discipline, and the threat of part-time status. Drivers were joined by community members, union members, and many other supporters in an informational picket that demonstrated the strong support for the drivers from members of the community. Jim Fouts, a CCTA driver, spoke about the unsafe and unjust working conditions faced by the drivers and how they are asking for a fair contract that would allow them to work safely and with dignity.
I'm a CCTA bus driver, and I'm here to support the other drivers and to get the message out to the community that safety is the most important thing. And they tell us when they hire us at CCTA that that's the number one rule, and then they violate all of those rules by having unsafe working conditions. We do a good job, and we're safe drivers, but anyone who works the hours that we work under the conditions that we work becomes unsafe, and it's only a matter of time till something bad happens. The only protections we have are with our contract, and the way the contract the company wants to have, they want to add yet another hour to our day. They want to expand our spread time. Spread time is the time that you work. The beginning of your day, say you start at 6 a.m. until the end of your day, say 6:30 under the present contract. And in between, you don't work that whole time. They want to extend that to 13 and a half hours from 12 and a half, and we absolutely refuse to do that. The other issue is they're asking for part-time drivers, and actually I believe there is some flexibility on our part with accepting part-time drivers. We just want to have some say on how those drivers are used. We want them to be used to make our working lives better, not to just make them a pawn for management to use to divide us and possibly, you know, try and get the place to be all part-time workers. The other issue is the discipline issue, mostly the use of cameras. They have what everybody calls, and I called years ago, predatory management practices. For example, they'll look at a whole day's work on video. They'll take an anonymous complaint and they'll turn it into a fishing expedition to look at your day's work. Now, right now, we have some protections against that in that anonymous complaints can't be used to initiate discipline. They want to change that. It's not that we're looking to get away with anything. I just want to be able to make a mistake like a human being and not be written up for it. You shouldn't be written up for making human errors. Management makes human errors all the time, and they will come to us and say, well, it was just a common mistake. But we do it. We get put into the disciplinary process. We get suspended. It's ridiculous.
Joshua Chasen, a participant in the rally and a social justice leader in the community, spoke about his support for the drivers and about management's lack of respect for the drivers.
This is not just a labor issue. This is a community issue. I just don't get it. The only thing that can explain it is that they're following in the footsteps of other management around the country, trying to break unions and not respecting the dignity of labor. I mean, this comes down to the basic respect for the dignity of labor. My God, they do not respect the dignity of labor. They're following these guys around, checking up on them. They're making them work hours that are dangerous to not only to them, but to the passengers and to the community. Enough's enough.
The CCTA drivers will continue their strike until management offers them a fair contract that allows them to have dignified jobs and safe working conditions. In order to ensure that the drivers are given a fair contract, the community must come together to show support for the drivers and to put pressure on management to compromise and meet their demands.
The community needs to rise to the occasion. These men and women are our neighbors. They're Vermonters. What kind of Vermont is this? Is this a fair Vermont? Or is this a Vermont in which the deck is stacked against people who don't have a lot of money? They are doing this not only for themselves, but they're doing it for the community. We deserve certain rights. I'm impressed by these folks, and they deserve the support of this community.
I think the community understands we're not asking for the world. We're asking for a place in this world where we can be treated with respect and where we can have safe working conditions and do our jobs without fear.
For more information on the strike or to get involved, go to support-ccta-drivers.weebly.com.